Sometimes the health issues that really hit hard are the ones that aren't always front and center in the news. Like, think about this for a second. In Spain, just Spain alone, between 1999 and 2022, well, over 59,000 deaths were tied to venous thromboembolism, VTE.
59,000, that's a huge number.
It is. And globally, it's apparently the third biggest cause of cardiovascular death. Right up there. Kind of makes you stop and think, what's really going on?
It really does. And that's exactly why this research you shared, the paper on regional disparities and trends in venous thromboembolism mortality in Spain, why it's so timely. So for this deep dive, we're basically going to, pull out the main insights from that study. We want to get a clear handle on the trends, the differences across regions in Spain, and which groups were most affected over those, what, 20 plus years.
Exactly. And the goal isn't to like drown you in data points. It's more about finding those key takeaways, the things that make you go, aha, so you get a better grasp of VTE in Spain.
A clearer picture.
So just quickly, for anyone listening who might not be super familiar with the term VTE, what exactly are we talking about?
Good point. VTE, venous thromboembolism, it's basically the umbrella term for when a blood clot forms in a vein. The two main types people might have heard of are deep vein thrombosis, DVT, often in the legs, and pulmonary embolism, or PE, which is when a clot travels to the lungs, which can be very serious, obviously.
So looking at Spain, 1999 to 2022,
Oh.
what's the big picture trend according to this study?
Well, on the surface, there's some encouraging news. The study found that nationwide, the age-standardized mortality rates, that's death rates, adjusted for age differences in the population, they did go down for both men and women.
Okay, down by how much?
For men, it dropped from about 11 deaths per 100,000 people down to 5.1. And for women, it went from 9.2 down to 4.4 per 100,000.
So quite a significant drop over 2 decades. That sounds positive.
It does sound positive, yeah. But as we often find when we, dig a bit deeper,
There's always a but, isn't
there, it's pretty much the full story is, well, it's more complicated and quite revealing, actually.
Okay, let's unpack that complexity then. One of the first things you mentioned that researchers highlighted was this gender paradox. What's that about?
Yeah, it's really quite interesting. So if you just look at the total number of deaths from VTE, more women died than men. It was about 59.4% women versus 40.6% men.
Okay, so just based on sheer numbers, you'd think VTE hits women harder.
You would, but then they did the age standardization, which, as we said, is key for a fair comparison,
Right,
right?
levels the playing field age-wise.
Exactly. And when you look at those age standardized mortality rates, the ASMRs, it flips. Men actually had higher rates consistently.
Higher rates across the board.
Yep, across all the age groups they looked at and in every single autonomous community, every region in Spain, men had higher ASMRs.
Okay. So let me get this straight. More women died in total, but for any given age group, a man was more likely to die from VTE.
Precisely, that's the paradox.
That is, yeah, puzzling. Did the study say why?
It doesn't pinpoint exact causes from this data, but it acknowledges the puzzle. And it did note that the gap between male and female mortality rates, that ratio, it did get smaller over the study period.
Okay, so the difference narrowed, but men still remained, disproportionately affected when you adjust for age.
Correct. Which definitely raises questions. Could be biological differences, hormones, maybe even differences in how quickly symptoms are recognized or treated between men and women. It's complex.
Okay, that's a really important nuance. Now, what about age itself? We generally know age is a risk factor for clots. Did the study confirm that?
Oh, absolutely. No surprise there. The data clearly showed that folks aged 65 and older had, well, substantially higher age standardized death rates from VTE compared to people under 65.
Right, that fits with what we generally understand. Older age, higher risk.
Exactly. Reinforces that known risk factor.
But I sense another but coming.
Well, yeah, here's where it gets particularly interesting and maybe a bit concerning. The study also found a trend of increasing mortality rates among younger people, especially younger men.
Really, increasing, even while the overall rates were going down.
Over the study period, yes. Which does seem counterintuitive, doesn't it?
It really does. Any ideas from the study on why that might be happening in the younger group?
The paper itself doesn't draw direct causal links from this mortality data. It's careful about that. But, reading between the lines and considering the broader context discussed, it's plausible to think about lifestyle factors.
Like it.
Well, things we hear about generally rising obesity rates, maybe people being less physically active, smoking. Mm. These are known risk factors for clots. The study doesn't prove it, but suggests these wider trends could be playing a role, especially in that younger demographic seeing an increase.
And it wasn't just a blip, it was a significant trend.
Yes, statistically significant according to their analysis.
Okay. And what about looking at VT deaths as a proportion within specific age bands? Did that show anything unusual?
It did, and it added another layer to that gender difference. For men, the proportion of deaths due to VTE seemed to kind of gradually increase with age, and it peaked around the 35 to 39 age group, then started to tail off.
Okay. And women?
A really different pattern. For women, the peak proportion was much earlier in the 25 to 29 age group. And after that peak, the proportion generally stayed higher for women than for men in most of the following age brackets.
So an earlier peak for women and then staying proportionally higher.
Yeah.
What stood out most there?
Well, for me, it was the 20 to 24 age group. The difference there was huge. The proportion of VTE deaths in young women aged 20 to 24 was more than four times higher than in men of the same age.
Four times. Wow. That strongly points towards, well, female-specific risks in that younger age group, doesn't it?
Exactly. Again, this specific study didn't detail the underlying causes, but it aligns with what we know from other research. Factors like hormonal contraceptives, pregnancy, the postpartum period, these are known to increase VTE risk significantly, particularly in younger women.
Right. Okay. So, summing up so far, overall rates down, which is good. But men have higher age-adjusted risk despite fewer total deaths. And while older people saw declines, younger adults, especially men, saw a worrying increase in mortality rates. Plus, these distinct age patterns between genders.
You've got it. It's definitely not a simple picture.
No, clearly not. Okay, let's shift gears a bit to the geography. You mentioned regional disparities. So that overall national decline, it wasn't happening everywhere equally.
Not at all. It was very much a patchwork, as you said earlier. And this is really crucial insight for public health, right? Understanding where the problems are biggest.
So which regions stood out as having higher risks?
The study identified several autonomous communities where the mortality risk seemed consistently higher over the period. They flagged Extremadura, Aragon, Navarre, and also Andalusia, especially for women living there.
Okay, higher risk in those areas.
Yeah.
Were there regions doing notably better, showing stronger downward trends?
Yes. On the flip side, places like the Balearic Islands, Cantabria, Galicia, Navarre, interestingly, Navarre shows up in both lists, perhaps indicating complexity even within regions or changes over time, and the region of Murcia generally showed more consistent downward trends.
So quite a bit of variation across the map of Spain.
Huge variation.
Yeah.
And they used a statistical technique called join point analysis to really nail down when and how these trends changed in different places.
Join point analysis.
Yeah.
What did that show?
It basically identifies specific points in time where a trend significantly shifts direction or speed. It confirmed that most regions did see decreasing trends, thankfully, but the pace of that decrease and the exact timing of any changes, that varied a lot. And mostly, the trends for men and women within a particular region moved sort of in sync, in parallel. But there were a few exceptions, Asturias, Cantabria, and Castilla-La Mancha, where the patterns for men and women diverged a bit more.
Can you give us a concrete example of how different the rate of decline could be, say, in that high-risk older group?
Sure. Let's take the 65-plus age group. In the Valencian community, the annual decrease in VTE mortality was, well, relatively modest, about 2.5% per year.
Okay.
But then you look at men in Cantabria, and their rate dropped much faster, around 8.6% per year. That's a big difference in the speed of improvement.
Definitely. Were there any regions where the rate didn't really improve much at all for older people?
Yes, that's another key finding. In Asturias and the region of Murcia, the analysis didn't find any statistically significant reduction in VTE mortality for the 65-plus group over the whole study period. So they weren't seeing the same progress as other areas.
That's really striking. Did the study offer any hints about why these regional differences might exist?
It touches on potential contributing factors, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Things you might expect, like differences in socioeconomic status between regions, maybe varying levels of access to healthcare, or differences in the quality of clinical management for VTE.
Yeah.
And it also mentions obesity rates, which can vary geographically. For instance, Extremadura and Andalusia, those higher risk areas we mentioned, the discussion notes they tend to have challenges with healthcare access and also higher obesity prevalence.
Contrasting
with regions like, say, Madrid or the Basque country, which generally have more robust healthcare infrastructure and tended to show lower VTE mortality rates in the study.
It really drives home how much local context matters for health outcomes, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Even for something specific like VTE.
Absolutely. National averages hide a lot.
Okay. Let's circle back quickly to the under 65s. You said the trends there were distinct.
Yeah, particularly when looking at men versus women under 65. Overall, for much of the period, the death rates in this younger group were kind of stable, didn't change dramatically up or down.
Okay, stable.
All right. But then, around the early 2010s, the join point analysis picked up a definite shift.
What kind of shift?
Well, there was a period where rates seemed to be declining slightly for both younger men and women, but that was followed by a significant increase in VTE mortality rate.
An increase in the under 65s.
Yeah.
After 2010.
Yes. And notably, this increase was steeper for men, about a 5.2% rise compared to women, who saw about a 3.7% rise.
And was that increase seen everywhere, or again, were there regional variations?
That divergence, the increase being more pronounced in men, was particularly evident in certain regions like the Balearic Islands, Catalonia, and Valencian community.
So it really does seem like two different narratives playing out. Older adults mostly seeing declining risk, albeit unevenly across regions.
Yeah.
While younger adults, especially men, faced a rising risk after around 2010.
That's a very good summary of it. It highlights just how multifaceted VTE mortality is. You can't just look at one number. You need to break it down by age, by gender, by location.
Which underscores the need for ongoing focused research, I suppose.
Definitely. And the study authors are upfront about the limitations of their own work, which is good scientific practice.
Right. What limitations did they mention?
The main one is that they used mortality data deaths from VTE, not incidence data, which would be the number of people actually diagnosed with VTE, whether they died from it or not.
Ah, okay. So it doesn't capture everyone who gets a clot, just those where it was listed as the cause of death.
Exactly. And related to that, there's always the potential for, you know, slight variations in how causes of death are actually recorded and coded in different places or at different times that could introduce some noise into the data.
Makes sense. Standard challenges with this kind of large-scale registry data.
Mm-hmm. So they suggest future research really needs to drill down into identifying the specific risk factors driving these trends in different regions and age groups, and also, importantly, evaluating which prevention and treatment strategies are actually working best on the ground.
Okay. So pulling all these threads together from this deep dive, what are the absolute key messages you think we should take away from this Spanish VTE study?
I'd say three main things. First, the good news. There was an overall encouraging decline in VTE deaths across Spain over those two decades.
Okay.
Second, the cautionary note. This progress was far from uniform. There are persistent, significant gaps between regions. And third, the concerning trend, that rise in deaths among younger adults, especially men, in the latter part of the study period.
Right. The overall positive trend hides some worrying details.
Precisely.
So, thinking about someone listening to this.
Yeah.
Maybe they don't live in Spain. What does this all mean for you? Why should you care about VTE trends in Spain?
Well, I think it's a really powerful illustration of how complex health patterns can be anywhere in the world. It shows how factors like your age, your gender, and even just where you live can intersect to influence health risks. It's a reminder that looking only at national averages can be misleading. It masks these important local variations, and it highlights the need for public health efforts to be, you know, tailored. Targeted to specific groups and areas that need it most.
And maybe it prompts us to think about VTE risk factors in our own lives or communities.
Absolutely. And maybe it also makes you wonder, are similar patterns happening elsewhere? Are VTE rates rising in young people in other countries? What factors are at play globally? It opens up broader questions.
It certainly does. And it leaves me with a final thought, maybe for you listening to Chew On.
Mm-hmm.
Given these hidden variations in Spain, the regional gaps, that unexpected rise in younger adults, what other health trends that seem straightforward on the surface might actually be hiding similar complexities?
Mm.
You know, what other emerging challenges or surprising differences might we miss if we only look at the big picture, the national average? It's a good reminder to stay curious and look beyond the headlines.
That's a great point to end on. Always look deeper. And just as a practical note, for anyone who is super interested in the Spanish data, the study mentions the raw statistics are publicly available from Spain's National Institute of Statistics. So you can dig deeper if you want to.
Fantastic. Well, another fascinating deep dive. Lots to think about there. Until next time.